The Surah HaNa is something that the Torah, or in some cases the Chachamim, prohibited not only to eat, but to derive any benefit from. Examples of this are Basar B'chol, Avodah Zarah, Chametz and Pesach, all these things, not only are they prohibited to eat, but a person's prohibited to derive any benefits, any monetary benefits, any physical pleasure from these things. It's a general accepted rule that Isurei HaNa, there is no ownership of Isurei HaNa. In other words, even something which had once belonged to a person, and then it became Isurei HaNa. For example, if a person had meat and milk and he cooked them together, all his ownership rights ceased because of the fact that it now became Isurei HaNa. We'll explain this a little bit later, exactly why it is that Isurei HaNa, he loses his ownership on Isurei HaNa. But this is based on many Gemaras, and in the spirit of coming after Pesach, we'll bring one of the Gemaras, which is the Gemara of Sochem Bavel Nebez. The Gemara says that, the Gemara is asking why does the person have to be Mevatel Chometz after he makes the Bedika, directly after he makes the Bedika. That, like we say, when we make the Bedika, and every Mahagona, it says there, we say Kol Chamira V'Chamira, a person's Mevatel Chometz after he makes the Bedika. And the Gemara says, why can we mevatel chametz at a later date? In other words, if we find it, then we'll mevatel it later. And the Gemara says, Dilma meshachas lebosar isura, v'lav b'rshusei kaima v'loim matzah mevatel. In other words, maybe he will find it in the afternoon, and as we all know, chametz becomes osur b'hana already from 5 hours, from the fifth hour of the morning. And in the afternoon, if he finds the chametz, he will no longer be able to be mevatel the chametz. So now Rashi says, "The lav b'rishusehu eino shelo." It is no longer his. That means that in order to make a bittul chametz, however bittul chametz works, but it's something that only works and something which belongs to the person. And since after chametz shoyes, it became isurei HaNa. In other words, a person has not allowed to derive any benefit from it, and it's now isurei HaNa. Therefore, he may no longer be mevatel the chametz. So this is one of the sources that something which is isurei HaNa, something which a person is not allowed to derive benefit from, he loses also ownership rights. Now, the simple explanation for this is that ownership rights are monetary, they're physical. In other words, when we talk about ownership, we talk about owning something of value. And since the Isurei HaNa have no value, why do they have no value? Because they have no worth. Therefore, the ownership rights expire on their own, because we can only own something as far as it relates to its mine and not someone else's. However, something which has no value, therefore, ceases to be mine. That's one way to understand this. And we'll see now, that's an introduction. We'll see now in a few sources here and other places that although this is the general accepted rule, however, there are many exceptions to the rule and many different understandings of the rule. So now we'll start with our Gemara here in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara and Datam Gimel with Aleph tells a story about Rabbi Shul ben Levi that says he was walking after Rabbi Elazar HaKfar and he saw that there was a Tabat which had a Tzuris Darkon. Tzuris Darkon was accepted to be Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it was Avodah Zarah was Asur B'Hana. However, it was a valuable ring, and he wanted to keep it. So what did he do? He waited there, and he didn't pick it up, and he found an Oyvah Avodah Zarah to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Like we learned in the beginning of the Perek, that someone who is Oyvah Avodah Zarah can be mevatel. In other words, he'll say that he'll do something which shows that he no longer accepts this God as a God, and therefore it will then turn to become Isurei HaNa. It'll become Mutter B'Hana. In other words, will no longer be, it'll cease to be Isurei HaNa, because it ceases to be Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah only Asur B'Hana, which we learn from the Pontic of Asidik of Yavkamun and Menachem, that it's only Isurei HaNa as long as it's Avodah Zarah. However, when it ceases to be Avodah Zarah, it becomes Mutter B'Hana. Now you're allowed to derive benefits from it. So the Ran here, right here on the Rif, on Daf Yud Chet Mem Beis, the Rif, ask the question. He asks the question, he reads as follows. Umotu kabas. The loyrota lahagbiya achi yivit lenu ha'oibit kachovim, mishum di'i ha'vamahbiya lo mekami hochi, ha'vavodis kachovim di yisrol sh'eni b'teru lo'oibu. The Gemara on the previous staff said that there's a differentiation between avodizora shal akum and avodizora shal yisrol. Avodizora shal akum, he has bittul, in other words, we can annul it, and have it stop the avodizora through this bittul. Well, if the guy comes and does an annulment of it by doing a meiser that shows that he no longer accepts an avodizora, becomes bottle, like he breaks it or ruins it. However, Avodizora Shal Yisrael and by Bittul Oilam. Once Avodizora is Avodizora which belongs to a Yid, then it has no more Bittul. Therefore, he did not want to pick it up before he found the guy. He left it on the floor, because if he were to pick it up, it would become his, and then it would not be eligible anymore for Bittul. So the Ran continues. The Apo Gav Sh'atzura Bahano, the Ein Bo Din Momon. There's an implied question as follows. Why couldn't he pick it up? You're telling me that if he would pick it up, then it would become a Avodizora Shal Yisrael. And if it would become a Avodizora Shal Yisrael, it would not be able to have Bittul anymore. Why? Because a Avodizora Shal Yisrael is not eligible for Bittul. The question is, since it has no monetary value, and as we said, there's no ownership rights on something which has no monetary value, so what is it bothering you to pick it up? He wouldn't be coming anyway. Because once it is Isuriano, it cannot be kainit. Says the Ran, Afilu Hachi, Kivan Sheyecholo Lehizbato Al Yudei Oivet Kachovim, Motzi Zochibo. Since it is still possible, at this point, it would be possible for a guy to be Mavatulit, therefore it is possible for the Yid to be kainit. In other words, he can acquire it now because there's a possibility for a going to be mevatel. When we can, the chomish of petrus oil, the chomish of petrus oil, this kovoy, have the chomish of petrus oil, the chomish of petrus oil. From here we see that chomish and Pesach of a going, if a person will go into a goyish store on Pesach, and he'll buy a chomish, he'll also be able to be kainit, because at this point, there's a possibility that Pesach will pass, and it will cease to be Yisuri Hano. So, the Ran is very concise. He just said these few words. He says, "Kivan shi'chol lispato ayidei oiv gechovim, mati zochiba." And there are two basic ways how to understand what the Ran is saying here. One way is the way of most of the Achronim in Minchas Chinuch, which you'll see printed in the Ma'ar Mekonis page, and so the Ma'acheshes, and so many other Achronim accepted the pshat of the Ran to be as follows. If we follow the line of reasoning which we used in our introduction, that the reason why a person has no kinyonim, he has no property rights in Isurei Hanor, is because it has no value. In other words, there really is no pasuk or any reason to say that I can't own Isurei Hanor. However, we're saying that it has nothing to do with the iser. It has nothing to do with the fact, the prohibition. I'm not prohibited to own it. However, I lose my property rights because property rights are monetary, and the second is no monetary value, there are no more property rights. If we follow this reasoning, it stands to reason that something which has potential value I could own. In other words, although right now it has no value, but there's a potential value. What could happen? I could wait for the guy to be mevatel, and therefore it's not irreparably worthless. So that itself is a worth. It has a value. What's the value? The value is that I could stop it from being Yisurei Hanor. And therefore the soul too would follow, on Chometz and Pesach, that since although right now it's valueless, however, since at the end of Pesach, if it does not belong to a Jew, it will revert to become to having a value, because Chometz of our Pesach, which is by a goy after Pesach is Mutar Bano, we can go into the goycha store after Pesach and buy all his chomets that he had over Pesach. There's no issue on it whatsoever. Therefore, we'll say that it does have a value. That's the accepted reading of the Ran. That what the Ran is saying is that since there is a potential value, therefore it is considered of value, and therefore we could become. And so the we explained the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chum Tumasa, in the beginning of Hilchos Chum Tumasa, he says that a person could get Malkus for the Itzar Bar Yorah Bar Yimotza. The Itzar Bar Yorah Bar Yimotza, a person is not allowed to hold Chometz in his possession and Pesach. Like we all know, for Pesach, a person needs to destroy his Chometz, or be Mavakar of Chometz, or sell to a guy, be master it. However, he cannot keep Chometz on Pesach. Lo Yorah Lechot. So, we learned that you cannot own or have in your possession Chometz. However, there is no Malkus, because this Aver is a Lash and by Maisa. It's done passively. A person does not actively own Chometz. He had it from before, and he continues to keep it in his Yishuv. However, the Rambam says there is a possibility for a person to get Malkus. He says, Eino loikim mishum lo yirov lo yimotza, elin ken kona Chometz b'Pesach. A person can only get Malkus for lo yirov lo yimotza if he bought Chometz on Pesach. And Achronim asked, how can a person buy Chometz on Pesach? We just learned in the Gemara and Sochem that Chometz a person does not have, there are no monetary rights to Chometz on Pesach. And therefore, if he loses the monetary rights that he has on the Chometz before Pesach, surely he cannot acquire monetary rights. And the Michat Chinuch and others explained around him that he follows the Shita of the Ran that we just read, that although Chometz and Pesach is Yisurah Hanah, however, since a Chometz of a Goy on Pesach, since at a later date it could become Mutter, therefore he's able to acquire it on Pesach. So the Gemara in Sochem which says that if it's with his different rights, that's talking about Chometz of a Jew. Chometz of a Jew, since it's now irreparably in Surano, because at least the Rabbanan it's now will be utter forever, because even if Pesach passed, you're no longer allowed to have anah from it. Therefore, that Chometz goes out of one's on possession, and surely one cannot take possession of it. However, Chometz of a Goy on Pesach, like the Ran says, which was a possibility that at a later date it should become worthwhile, it should have a value, therefore it's possible to acquire it. So, this is one reading of the Ram, like we said. And there are definitely Rishonim who follow this idea. One of the Rishonim is the Tosfos in Kedushin, which is also you can see in the Maamar Mekaymis. The Gemara says that a person who is Mekadesh Isha with Orla is enemy possession. It means that if he gives the woman, if a person has to get at least a pruta, right? We give the ring, but a person has to give something which has a value of at least a pruta. And if you get it of arva, it's obviously not mekudeshes, because if it's your anon, it's worthless. So Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos explains, "Kirish l'fish ishra hanon." Since it's part of the anon, therefore it's enem mekudeshes. The marriage is from one voice because he did not give her anything. As Tosfos in Toma, amai enem mekudeshes. Although Yisurei Hanah, one may not derive any monetary benefit, however, that is only if he uses it in the standard way. However, if a person manages to use it in an unusual way, not the regular way to have Hanah from this, there are different cases, like if someone uses the ashes, or other ways which is not generally the way that a person utilizes this Yisurei Hanah, then it's mutter. So therefore, how come Yisurei Hanah, you can't be Mekadesh Yisurei Hanah, a person can use it, it has value. So now, most of the Rishonim answer this question, that although a person may be nene from it, Shalai Kedera Hanasai, still, since it is Yisurei Hanah, it's considered valueless, and it goes and is no longer belongs to the man. Therefore, although it might have some intrinsic value, however, it no longer belongs to the man, and therefore he can't be Mekadesh Isha, a person who only used for Kedushin money which is his, not money which is not his. And therefore, since Yisurei Hanah, the Gemara says in Pesachim, according to the reading, the obvious reading, that Yisurei Hanah did not belong to you, therefore, this question is irrelevant. How can we ask such a question that it has value, but it doesn't belong to him? It's not his. However, Tosfos doesn't answer that. Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar b'kan ra'ili d'leka shava pruta ela k'derech ha'na'asai. He says, it's called Kimpi, give the case. True, if it would be a laugh, and you would be able to derive the benefit shalai k'derech ha'na'asai, a pruta worth, then it would be the k'deshes. However, since, in this case, it's speaking where the armor was a small amount, so it's barely worthwhile itself, it would be mutavano. But if you say hana, it doesn't have a bell of a pruta. That's one answer. Another answer he says is that the woman doesn't realize that that's what you're giving her. However, for places it's clear that he holds that Isuri Hanor is Mormon. It does belong to him. And therefore the only question is, how much is it worth? But not, does it belong to him or not? So therefore it's clear from places that also, although right now it seems not to have value, but it has some, because places will also admit that Isuri Hanor, like the Gemara says in Pesachim, that Isuri Hanor go out of his issues. However, it seems that Tosfos is also learning that since it has a potential, that is enough to give person monetary rights. Potentially, it's worthwhile for Hanor, Shalai Kederach Hanor, sorry. Therefore, it has an owner and it has a value. So although Tosfos and Iran, It's not clear that it's exactly the same. In other words, there could be differences between the understanding of the Ran and Tosfos. However, we do have this idea, we see this idea which was stated in the Ran, according to the reading which we offer in the Ran, that Isuri Hanor is belong to a person if it could have a potential value. Here too we see that although it's Isuri Hanor, however, if it has a value, it does belong to him. So again, to review, we said that the Rabbi was asking a question. Why can a person not pick up why could Rabbi Elazar find out have picked up the Avodah Zarah and made it his, and then have some of the Mevatel? Because it wouldn't have become his anyway, since it was Isuri Hanor. And the Rabbi answers that no, such Isuri Hanor, which potentially could have a value, such as a person can acquire. Now, there are a few problems with this understanding. There's a problem in understanding in Svara. One problem is that if we're saying that the reason why it has value is because potentially I could derive some benefits. Potentially, you cannot derive benefits from this Avodah Zarah, because the second I pick it up, it will become Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. Once I'm kindness, it will become Avodah Zarah Shal, and it doesn't have Bittul. So therefore, we might say that as far as the object is concerned, maybe it is potentially not Isuri Hanor. However, if we're talking about potential value, it doesn't have any potential value. Because for the person who is going to acquire it, he will never be able. In other words, we have over here, Catch 22. The second he picks it up, it will no longer be able to have Bittul. And therefore, if we look at it potentially, does it have potential value? No, it does not have potential value. As far as the object is concerned, maybe it's potentially valuable. But as far as the person who's coming to acquire it, it doesn't. And if our understanding of the reason why Isuri Hanor is not Mormon is because if he has no value to the person, or if the person needs monetary rights, he can only acquire monetary rights. Here, there are no monetary rights to acquire. As far as the acquisition, it's valueless. If we understand that there's an idea in the object itself, that it has to be a worthwhile object in order to acquire it, okay. But now we're seemingly explaining that the question is, can the person acquire anything? He can acquire nothing. And seemingly, the same would be true on Chametz and Pesach. That when the person acquires it, now it becomes Chametz and Yisrael, and Emor Bittul Olam, although maybe we'll see later that that's not absolutely, doesn't have to absolutely be so. However, as far as the Avodah Zarah, so there's a difficulty in this understanding. So there's another way we could read the Ran, another understanding of the Ran, and clearly this other understanding is said clearly by other Rishonim, by the Ritva in Sochim, on Daf of Medei, and by the Ramban, I'm talking about Dalin, and the Tumta Rajba, which you could also find in the Ma'am Mekoymitz, and maybe we'll read that part of it. And the understanding goes as follows. Until now, we stated a theorem that all ownership is monetary. And if ownership is monetary, something which has no monetary value cannot have ownership. To say the same thing to a lesser degree, it may be true that something does not have value could have ownership. However, it cannot be acquired. Because acquisitions that we have work through the value is a monetary act. In other words, although it may be true that somebody can own something which it has no value, however, you cannot acquire something which has no value. Because the acquisitions is purely a monetary experience. Therefore, it's a monetary act. It's a financial act. And therefore, even if we'll say that we can own Isuri Hano, but we cannot acquire it. This idea, we'll take quickly, is brought out in the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara says that an etrog of Arla is invalid. Someone cannot use an etrog for Arla. And the Ritva brings many Rishonim that say the reason is that it's not Lachem. In other words, an etrog has to belong to you on the first day. Like we say, you can't borrow an etrog or steal an etrog on the first day of Yom Tov. So too, Isuri Hano, Arla, should also not be Lachem. It's not his. It doesn't belong to him. And the Ritva says, no, it's not true. Although it's Isuri Hano, however, no, and he doesn't have any monetary stake in it, but no one else can take it. Still no one else can take it. And that's enough to consider Lachem. And seemingly the Ritva is saying that although I may not be able to acquire something, however, there's no reason for me to relinquish ownership on something which is mine just because it became Isuri Hano. Therefore, he splits this idea. We can retain ownership on something which is Isuri Hano. However, we cannot acquire or make a new acquire ownership or start a new ownership on something which has no value. So that's how we looked at Isuri Hano and said that since it's valueless, it does not relate any way to ownership, either to having ownership, like we said until now, or at least acquiring ownership, like the Ritva says in Sukkah. However, there's another way to look at it, and that is that ownership does not have to be merely monetary, and there are other types of ownership. Before we read the Rajba, we'll just give an example of things which people who are owners, although their stake is not monetary, A, and not transferable, B, still is considered the owner. Let's take, for example, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a person the Gemara says in Kiddushin and Gittin that a person who is master his Eved Kanani, a person who relinquishes all the monetary rights to his Eved Kanani, so he's Yotel Cheres, he goes free, but Tzorach gets Yitzchus. But he still needs a get, the shtar, which we use to free slaves. That means that, so although he retains no monetary rights, however, in order to make him a full-fledged Jew, and that he should be able to marry a Bat Yisrael, he needs a shtar shechur. Now who gives the shtar shechur? The owner. The owner. He's the owner. He's considered the other. It gives the honor for many dins. Whatever it says in the Torah, for example, the din of Yom Yomayim, that a person who kills an Eved, it has the same din as the person who kills a Jew. However, there's a special din that says by an Eved as the owner, that if he doesn't die immediately, and he only dies a few days later, he's parted from Misa. And that din is only said for the owner. And this is said by this owner also. And other dinim, which he's the owner. Now, what type of owner is he? Is he a monetary owner? He can't be a monetary owner. He relinquished all his monetary rights. So this is called in the Lashon Rishonim, Kinyan Isser. In other words, it's ownership. Ownership, for lack of a better word. In other words, he is definitely the possessor, but not of anything monetary. And therefore, there is ownership which does not relate to month. If so, we can try to compare this, try to bring over this idea to the idea of the king in Surah Hanukkah. Now, granted, in the case we brought, which is Eved Kanani, we only see about retaining such rights. Acquiring such rights is definitely a separate matter. Although there it says that they could be inherited, however, the right to be Meshachar, the Eved, the right to own the Kinyan Isser, is non-transferable. However, because, again, like we said, acquisitions may be purely a monetary question. However, at least we see that it's possible to retain rights, to have such a right, it's called the Kinyan Isser. The same thing is true almost of the Kinyan of the Eved, that he's enabled to eat Truma. That a Kohen who owns an Eved able to eat Truma, that's also consistent with the Rambam of both. That's not totally in who's the monetary owner, rather it's totally in who, it depends on who is the owner of the Isser. So now, we'll go back to the question, to our question of how can a person acquire the rights to the Avodah Zorah, to make Avodah Zorah peaceful. So the Rashba reads as follows: Ukeinyan she'omu v'Avodah Zorah. שאף על פי שעצור בהנוע ואפשר לו לזכות בו מכל מוקם כל שדעת לזכות בו עבוד איזור בישרול כל הדי עד שירווק לו גוי עד שלא יביא ישרול לזכות בו. He writes earlier, he writes like this: as far as Chometz and Pesach, he asks, how can a person be zorich Chometz and Pesach, like we asked in the Rambam, since it's Yisur HaNoah, how can he be zorich Chometz and Pesach? So he writes, כל שרוי של לזכות בו אף על פי שהוא עושה בהנוע זוכה בו we also bano olam v'lava b'tichemsa. So he says as follows: that a person, although a person cannot make it his, however, he can make it his for this, as it relates to this, that it will, until now, is avodah zorah shalakum. It was avodah zorah of a goy. Now it's avodah zorah shal yisrael. Until now, it was chometz of akum. Now it's chometz of a goy. And the response is clear and psachim davov. And the Ran, if we'll read the Ran that we read with this understanding, then the Ran reads as follows: Va'af agav she'asura b'hano v'ein bodin momen afilu hochi kivon she'yicholo l'izbato ayidei oy b'kuchovim mofi zochebo. So now we're going to say this kivon she'yicholo l'izbato, which before we understood to mean potential monetary value, now will mean something else entirely. There's an important question of ownership here, which does not relate to the money. And that is, there's a major difference between Avodah Zorah Shel Akum, which has this, and Shel Yisroel, which does not have this. The same might be true for Chometz of Pesach. There's a difference between Chometz of Akum and Chometz of a Yid. So therefore, although there's no monetary difference, however, as far as Isurim, as far as the dinim of the Torah, there is a question: who is considered the owner? So the Ran, according to this reading, and the Rajba and the Rizva, they're saying a new understanding. You thought until now that the question of ownership is determined totally in a monetary outlook. That means if it has no value, you cannot be the monetary owner. And if you cannot be the monetary owner, then you can't acquire it. However, here we're saying something else. That's all when there's no difference. However, here there is a difference in halacha. There's a major difference. Is this avodah zorah shel akum or avodah zorah shel yisrael? And the Rishonim is saying that this is not a question of monetary ownership. This is a question of ownership, like we saw by the Eved Kanani. This is a question of Isser ownership. Who is considered? We call it an owner. We don't have another word. It's called Bailus. He's the other. He's the owner. However, the ownership are very different. It's not something that relates to you as your possessions. However, it's more that you relate to it. You are the owner. You are the master. And therefore, the chiddush here is that you can acquire such an ownership. So therefore, although there's no monetary value, but there's an afkamina, there's a difference. there's a very important question here. Is it Avodah Zarah Shel Akum or Avodah Zarah Shel Yisroel? And therefore, it will be as follows. If this Avodah Zarah belonged already to a different Jew, then I cannot acquire it. Why? Because there's nothing left. There's no importance to what now whether I'm the owner or not. Because it's already Avodah Zarah Shel Yisroel. It's already Yosef Bano. However, if it's Avodah Zarah Shel Akum, and therefore it's very important. It's very important. It's of prime importance. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the guy or the Yid? Because if it belongs to the Yid, then it will become Avodah Zarah Shel and Levitel. The same way, by Chametz and Pesach. If it belongs to another Yid, or it belonged to me previously, I can't be Zerkin anymore. I cannot acquire ownership. Why? Because there's no difference. However, here there's a major difference. Is it Avodah Zarah? Is it Chametz of a guy or Chametz of a Yid? Could be. There's another difference. The question is, am I overvalued or value must be? So therefore, by Chametz of Pesach could be from a Jew, I could be Zarka. However, the Gemara seems to see that I can't. That once it became Yisrael, I can't be Zarka. So therefore, the question will only pertain, like the question in the Rashba, to buying Chametz from a guy. Chametz from a guy, until now, it wasn't important if who the owner was. But now, if the Jew will become the owner, then it will become Chametz, which is Aser La'olam, Chametz Yisrael. In such a case, it's possible to acquire ownership. This, like we said, this is just an overview, a very cursory look at these ideas of the ownership of Isuri Hano. Just want to mention in the few minutes remaining, if we could carry this idea a little bit further, maybe we could understand a very, very difficult piece in Nadi Yehuda. Also, it pertains to Chametz and Pesach, so as a little continuation to carry on beyond a little bit further, that's a famous question there is in the Nadi Yehuda. There's a very, very famous tshuva in Nadi Yehuda in Orachayim Shimon Chof. And he deals with an interesting question. A person had chametz. Obviously, he was very sick, and so therefore he didn't manage to sell his chametz to bring the bottle of his chametz on Erev Pesach. And on Erev Pesach, after Chatzoit and the Zman of Isser, he died. And now the question is, now this chametz that he didn't deal with, it goes to his heirs. And the question, there is a twofold question. The first question is, are they required to do anything? In other words, did it become theirs now, and do they have to get rid of it? Or do they need they do nothing? And the second question was, what's going to be with this chametz after Pesach? In other words, was there a small amount of time before Pesach enough to make a chametz shovel over Pesach? Or do you need Pesach mamish? Now, the Nayi Bihuda, he speaks at length to the second question. However, the first question, he deals with offhandedly. He said clearly that the heirs have no chiyuv because it's Yisuri Hano, and you cannot acquire Yisuri Hano, and therefore they have no chiyuv whatsoever to do anything with this chametz. So everybody asks from a Gemara says in Kiddushin and Aki Zayin, someone who wants to look into the notes, you can see the Gemara. But the upside of the Gemara is that a person could inherit an Avodah Zarah. A person could Avodah Zarah. It says clearly in the Gemara that a person can inherit an Avodah Zarah. If so, it says clearly that although maybe a person cannot acquire with a kinyan Yisur Hanah, however inheritance and struggling the kinyan, he could inherit Yisur Hanah. And the other Achayim say clearly, without a question, that it's a clear proof from the Gemara in Kiddushin that a person can inherit Yisur Hano. And therefore, when asked, the Nayi Bihuda seemingly said something which contradicts a clear Gemara in Kiddushin. Now, although the Rishonim did compare Chametz and Pesach and Avodah Zarah, however, if we go a little bit deeper into the explanation which we offered already, maybe we could understand the rationale behind the Nodi Yehuda. And that is as follows. We explained the idea of the acquisition as that being able to acquire the Yisur Hanah is because there's a halachic difference in whether the Avodah Zarah belongs to the Goy or the Avodah Zarah belongs to the Yid. And that difference is that Avodah Zarah shall Goy yesh le bittul, Avodah Zarah shall shal em le bittul. I mean, it will be irreparable as well, once the Yid is zochen it. And it is reparable. It's possible to revocable right now the surrounding. Now, seemingly, Chometz HaPesach is the same idea that before the Jew was zochen it, it could have possibly become Mutar B'Anah, and afterwards now. However, there's a major we can understand a difference. There could be a major difference between these two ideas. Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael, the mere fact that it now belongs to a Jew is enough to make it that he has no bittul. Therefore, there's a question of ownership right now. Even before he acquires it, there's a question if the owner will be, the mere fact that the owner will be a Jew will bring this new halakha. And therefore we can say that the idea is that we could inherit Avodah Zarah because there's an Aftamina. The Gemara in Kedushin is also speaking about inheriting from a God. And therefore, there's an Aftamina. There's an important question here. If he will become the owner, then it will become us. Chometz and Pesach is not exactly the same. Chometz and Pesach, the reason why it becomes Osir, Chometz Rovel and Pesach, is because Chometz, which a Yid has, and he transgressed the Isser of Bayor Bayimotza, therefore becomes Osir Bahano. There is no question now as no really difference between Chemsor Shal Akum and Chemsor Shal Yisrael. There's not some ownership which is outstanding, which we have a question now, is it property of a God or property of a Yid? By Avodah Zarah, it's an outstanding question. What type of Avodah Zarah is? Avodah Zarah shall Akum, Avodah Zarah Yisrael? It's a stage one question. However, when we relate to Chometz HaPesach, it's a stage two question. If he will acquire it, then he will transgress by Roy Bari Mosheh, then it will become Avodah Zarah. But right now, if we say, are there any outstanding ownership questions? No, there's no difference between Chometz HaAkum and Chometz Yisrael. Only if he will acquire it, then it will become Osir. Because if he will acquire it, he will have transgressed an Isser. And then there's a Knas that we gave him a fine that it becomes now also Olam. So therefore, we can't compare it to Avodah Zarah. We shouldn't be compared. But we can say that the Nevi Yehuda did not compare it because we don't compare it to Avodah Zarah. Because by Avodah Zarah, there's a question at large. Under whose ownership is it? However, here it's a different question. If he will acquire ownership, will become author. But since it's not enough, he cannot acquire any ownership. Then if you look a little bit in the sources, someone wants to delve into a little bit deeper, there are many, many places. I hope that wherever you come across now this question of Yisurei HaNo, you'll have something to look back to from today's show.